The human brain is the most fascinating computing system in the world. Not only can it be programmed and deprogrammed, it actually programs itself too. For example, it programs itself to carry out the complex functions necessary to keep the body alive. It programs the heart to pump blood, and it programs the lung to breathe in air. But on the other hand, your brain will not self-program what it believes. That's something you're going to need to do. That means that you have power to choose what you're going to believe. But what you believe will have power over you, inasmuch as your beliefs will determine your actions, and your actions will determine your outcomes. Now, understanding that a correct belief system will produce good results, but a faulty belief system will produce faulty results, how do you know that what you believe is correct? Now, one of the many features that makes the brain so fascinating is that it has the ability to analyze the veracity of all the information you program into it. But there's one problem. You're going to need to make sure that you have a reliable validation system. So I will suggest an integrated validation system for you to consider when asking yourself, how do I know that what I believe is true? First, it's just three steps. First, the Word of God. Paul wrote to Timothy, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. But sometimes the Word of God alone can be confusing. So to that we add, number two, science. Sometimes we like to reject science, but the Bible speaks of science. Look what Paul wrote to the Romans. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for knowing God. And number three, testing, evidence. The psalmist wrote, test and see that the Lord is good. You see, if you filter your beliefs through this integrated validation system, it's highly likely that you'll be able to discern between what is a faulty belief system and what is a truthful belief system.